And Ty Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We've got coverage coming up from the Lincoln Trail Conference Tournament Saturday. The championship game features Mercer County taking on Roval Williamsfield. We're talking this morning with Roval Williamsfield head coach Bob Anderson, who is in year number 44 as the varsity basketball coach, starting with Williamsfield High School back in 1979 as the head coach. So, Coach Anderson, as we start our conversation, how's year number 44 going?
Well, so far so good, Ty. We haven't played the greatest basketball, but we've kind of prevailed through some games. So I got to say that I'm quite satisfied with how things are going right now.
And for you, you know, 44 years, obviously a long time to do something, and I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that. So for you, you know, what makes this worth it, and what makes you keep coming back year after year?
Well, for one thing, for coming back this year, Ty, at the end of last year's season, it ended quite poorly for us. And after I got done with that, I thought, you know what, I just can't step away like that. I've got to go back and try to have another, you know, try to have a better year than what we had last year and a better finish. That really drove me to coming back this year, Ty. But, you know, it's just the love of the game that has kept me going. You know, I mean, I don't know how much longer. I mean, when you're in this business at my age, you need to be winning games, you know. And because if you're losing games, you're looking in the mirror and say, hey, why are you putting yourself through this stuff? So, you know, that was a big reason for me coming back this year. I like the kids we had, and I didn't like the finish to last year.
Yeah, you talk about winning games. Now, I know you got your 700th win in your career last season. A lot of former players in the building, it looked like, that night. So how special, you know, was that night and that milestone to you, getting that 700th career win?
Well, I thought it was great, Ty. It was very special to me, and it's not just that's the thing, it's not just me. I mean, it took, you know, a lot of other people to put that together. So, you know, yeah, I felt really good about it, but I really got to give a lot of credit to the kids that played for me, to the coaches that helped me, to the fans, to the school, to everybody that had anything to do with it at all. You know, I want to thank them at this time, and it was about all of them. It wasn't just about me. It was about a lot of different people, but it was a very special time, Ty.
You know, I want to talk to you a little bit in this conversation, kind of how the game has evolved, you know, throughout your career. So looking from year one to now year 44, how much has your coaching style changed? And is that something that kind of with different generations of kids you've had to approach different?
Well, I think the kids have changed, obviously, over the years. Parents have changed, you know, over the years. And obviously the game has changed. You know, the three-point shot come in, and that really changed the game. I mean, not only, you know, I think everybody thought, you know, it was going to change defenses a lot, which it did, but it's, you know, it continues to change the game because people are using it more and more and more at all levels of play. So that certainly, Ty, was a huge change to adapt to. And you know, I hope that we've done that successfully. I mean, you know, where I'm really battling with it now, more or less anything, is trying to watch it defensively. I mean, it has really changed the defense. You've got to stretch that defense out a little bit more now. So the three-point shot has, you know, not only have people changed, but the three-point shot was a tremendous change of the game.
And I think, you know, another change you could see coming here sooner rather than later is the addition to shot clock in high school basketball in Illinois. I know the IHSA approved experimental use of it for this season, so some tournaments and shootouts used it, you know, this season. So as you look ahead, to me it seems like that's going to be something that's coming. So for you, what are your thoughts on the shot clock? Are you in favor of adding it to the high school game, or what are your feelings on that?
Ty, you know, being in my career coaching for a lot of years just at Williamsfield High School, which, you know, through those years, we would have an enrollment maybe from 80 to maybe at the highest 120. Therefore, a lot of times, you know, we never had the greatest talent in the world to put out there on the floor. And sometimes, you know, using that clock was a big way of evening things up for us, so to speak, getting the lead, using the clock and that type of thing against somebody maybe that was a little better than us, you know. So, you know, then of course now that we've got into the co-op, you know, the shot clock to me, you know, I'm not in real big favor of it, Ty, because I just like that ability to hang on to the ball if you're playing somebody who is superior to you and you're lucky enough to be ahead of them, I like to kind of put that ball in the freezer, so to speak, you know, and that's gonna eliminate that. So it's gonna limit, I think, a little bit of the ability of these smaller schools maybe to compete. And certainly, I mean, you're just your outside things. There's your cost value, another person that you got to have. And it's going to be quite a change if it comes in. And it looks like that, you know, it's kind of leaning that way. You know, I don't know just exactly how soon. Like you said, they've experimented with it, you know. And I haven't talked to anybody really that has had games. I haven't talked to other coaches that have had games and asked them, you know, how does this affect you? I haven't done that. So, you know, we'll just have to roll with the flow if it comes in and adapt and change with it, Ty.
You know, not only has the game evolved, but I know technology has evolved so much too, where now it's really easy to be able to see teams on film throughout the year. But, you know, I saw you Tuesday after you won the first semifinal game. You were watching the second semifinal between Mercer County and Knoxville up in the corner of the bleachers with a legal pad and a pen out, right? So, you know, what is your scouting process like, and has it changed much from when you started?
Well, it has changed a little bit, and you know, being able to watch it, you know, watch film now of all these teams is certainly a help. But there's a tremendous difference, Ty, I feel like, in watching a team play on film off your computer or whatever, and actually being there. There's just a whole lot of difference, and it seems like I don't mean as bad about anybody, but it seems like when I watch film, nobody looks any good, and then when we play them, they beat us or whatever, or when I see them in person, they're a lot better. But I still like to go into the games, and I'll tell you, it's something that has happened here in the last 4 or 5 years, Ty, that has really affected me as a coach in preparation for playing other people, and that is the Peoria Journal-Star Galesburg paper don't put box scores in anymore. I used to figure up everybody's scoring, and I really knew, you know, what everybody averaged, who was hitting threes, what your free throw percentage was, those types of things. And I don't have that access now. And boy, that's a big factor. So, you know, analytics has changed the game a lot, some for the better, some probably for the worse, you know.
Kind of talking more about the kids playing the game again, I think something you see across the board, especially kind of at the small school level, is declining numbers participation-wise in sports. I know girls basketball has been hit by it really hard recently, but even in the boys game, you know, looking at the program and some of the rosters at the LTC tournament this week, I think I counted 3 teams with less than 10 players on their varsity roster. So do you think there's a specific reason as to why that's kind of the case, and is there a solution that you think there could be too?
Well, I don't, Ty, I, you know, there are so many other things for kids to do, and obviously one of the huge things is video games, you know. I mean, and the cell phones, God, that has changed everybody's life. I mean, you go someplace now, and if you're sitting around waiting, you look at the people that are sitting around waiting with you, and they're all on their phones, you know. So, I mean, that has been a tremendous change. Video games for kids. I'm not saying that's the reason you don't have as many out, but it certainly could be a possibility. I'm not sure how aggressive and how energetic our kids are now. I mean, you know, some of them, that's a little bit too hard to work for them, you know, some now, as opposed to years ago. And those are things that I think have changed the game. Now, any solution to it, boy, I don't know, Ty. I down the line, I just don't know where this is going. Let's hope that we at least maintain enough kids out that we can have good programs and keep going and see it in good basketball games, hopefully.
And, you know, another way the game's changed in Illinois, they changed from the 2-class postseason system to the 4-class system. And I know, you know, you had a really good run at Williamsfield 1 year getting down to the state tournament in the 2-class system. So when you look at the postseason format with 2 classes as opposed to 4 classes now, do you like the 4-class setup, or do you miss the 2-class system?
Well, Chuck Rolinski, Ty, I don't know if you know who I'm talking about or whatever. He's a big contributor in the IBCA, Illinois Basketball Coach Association. And he was the man that really, really fought hard for years and years for the 2-class system. And one of his big reasonings for doing that was to give the small school a chance to win a regional. And boy, I'll tell you, that is a tremendous thrill to do that, and that was one of Chuck's main goals, was just to give the smaller schools a chance to win a regional, and he fought for years for that 2A and finally got it. then I know as it changed to the four class system, Chuck was still living at that time. He's gone now. But Chuck was still living at that time, and I talked to him about that, and he did not like that four class system. He thought that was too watered down. And, like I say, he fought for years and years for the two class system. He was tickled to death that he got that. Then when it went to four class, boy, he did not like that. He was really down. You know, I think it watered it down quite a little bit too. I mean, it's still a great accomplishment. Don't get me wrong, to get to the state tournament, win the state tournament, but that's still a tremendous accomplishment for anybody, whether it's four classes, two classes, or one class. I mean, that's a tremendous thing for a team to go through and to win something like that. It's great, no matter how many classes there are. But is it watered down a little bit too much? Maybe it is, you know, and maybe it isn't. But you know, it's here. We got to make the best of it. We got to go with it. And it certainly hasn't, you know, just because it went from two classes to four classes, I didn't say, hey, I'm going to quit coaching because I don't like that. But I've stayed in it and I still enjoy doing it.
And we talked, you know, a little bit earlier, starting in 1979 at Williamsfield High School as the head coach, you know, the head coach of only Williamsfield High School until I think 7 years ago when the co-op with Rova began. So as the Rova Williamsfield co-op started, were there any challenges with that, kind of adding Rova to the mix?
There's a lot of challenges to that. A lot of good challenges, a lot of not so good challenges, but there are a lot of challenges to that. And somebody once made this statement to me, and after I thought about it, it was very true. And they said, you know, in a co-op situation, when you're going together with another school, it doesn't make any difference in practice where it's at, and it doesn't make any difference in a game where it's at. Somebody's getting on a bus all the time. And that's true. I mean, if we got a game at Rova, we get on the bus to go to Rova. If we've got practice at Rova, we get on the bus to go to Rova. Same thing if they come here. So that's, to me, that's a tremendous difference, is that you're now, no matter what the situation is, practice or game, somebody's riding a bus, and that's not as convenient as just walking upstairs to your home gym and practicing basketball. That's, you know, that's an added challenge to all of it, I think, Ty.
And then for road games, I guess this is kind of a follow-up question to that. Do the Rova and Williamsfield kids ride the same bus to road games, or is there two separate buses that take you guys there?
We ride together sometimes, Ty. It just depends on where the location of the game is. We ride together sometimes, and sometimes we drive separately. It just makes sense sometimes. Like, if we're going to Knoxville for this tournament, excuse me, we're both driving to that. It makes sense, you know, to just both drive. That's shorter. And then there are some games that are far up north. It makes good sense for us to pick them up and take them there. And if we're playing down south, it makes good sense for Rova to pick us up. So it just kind of depends on the location of the game, Ty.
All right, so starting to run out of some time with our conversation with Coach Anderson. So as we wrap up, you know, when you look to the future for you, do you have like a time frame how much longer you think you'll do it? Or is it just kind of a year-to-year decision for you?
Well, it's been a year-to-year decision for me, Ty, now for quite a while. And I said coming back, obviously, you know, we talked about the first of the interview here. I had a good reason I felt like to come back for this year. We're having a good year right now. I'm kind of only concerned with that. But you do think in the back of your mind, you know, how long are you going to try to keep this up? I think we've got some good kids for next year. I think this place can be very competitive for next year. I may very well give that a thought about coming back next year. If the school will have me, they may look at it and say, hey, it's time for you old-timers to step aside. We need some young blood in here. And certainly if they did that, I couldn't fight that at my age. But, you know, if I have the opportunity to come back for next year, as it sits right now, I'll probably do that. I mean, things could change, but certainly after next year, Ty, I probably don't see myself going any farther, and that probably would be the end of it. So I don't want to quit. I love it. It's been my life. But there comes a time probably when you need to get out of it and let somebody else get in there and get a new program going.
Bob Anderson, the head coach of the Rova Williamsfield Cougars, year number 44, playing for the Lincoln Trail Conference Tournament Championship on a Saturday afternoon against Mercer County. Coach Anderson, thanks a lot for talking with us. This is a fun conversation.
Thank you, Ty. You bet. It was great to have you do it. It's great to, anytime that Robo Williamsville can get on the air, that's great. So thank you very much, Ty.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.